WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, Brock, Hunter.
Nice.
What's up?
Has your wife complained about my volume yet?
No, because you're in the headphones.
Okay.
All she hears is my end, which is kind of weird because it would be weird just listening to someone scream in the basement to himself.
What are you doing, you psycho? Yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria M139 in Benton Harbor. They are still open, ready to serve you. Go see Joey C's. They got pizza, pasta, sub, great menu items on there, new menu items. Tell you what, you're stuck indoors. Why not have some delicious Joey C's pizza to get your mind off of what's going on, all the craziness? You can do that pickup. You can get a delivery. All that good stuff. So go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today, what's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors?
I can tell you what I just had.
No.
The wife made me.
Go ahead.
Come on. Oh, it's the bagels. The cream cheese and grape jelly bagel. Fantastic.
That's not your go-to meal, though, Hunter. That's what you just had.
It's not.
No. Do it right. Not your fancy little bagel with cream
cheese.
What
is the go-to?
Mine's easy.
What it is.
Mine's easy.
I'll tell you what it is. It's macaroni and cheese cut up hot dogs.
That's what it's been. I tell you what, though. That's a really cost-effective, delicious meal. You know, when the chips are down and you need something to eat, I think that's a good go-to meal there, buddy.
Except I feel like I'm 7 years old every time I eat it.
You should, because that's a toddler's meal, but that's fine. That's fine. Cut up hot dogs. What's wrong with you? You put ketchup on there?
No, dude, I don't do ketchup.
Mine is very simple. My go-to meal, something that's cost-effective that I've been eating the hell out of, tuna fish sandwich. I just do, tuna fish, little mayo on there, bread, if I'm feeling frisky. But I have eaten so many tuna fish sandwiches the last week and a half. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what, man? You know what's weird about that is I love tuna. Anytime I have it, anytime like my mom makes it or anything, I just never make it myself. I there's always something else, and I'm like, oh, I'll just make this instead. Mm-hmm. It's weird, though, but every time I have a tuna sandwich, I'm like, dude, this is fantastic.
Oh, dude.
Why don't I eat this all the time?
Game changer, too. I don't know if you have like a panini press or any kind of like, you know, like a sandwich press, or you can just grill it.
Use
on
the Foreman.
You can use the Foreman and just get a nice crispy outside. It warms it up. It's kind of like a tuna melt. Oh, put some cheese on there. Brother, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. That's great. That really ups your game.
It stinks up the house, though, doesn't it, a little bit?
No, not really. I mean, if you leave like an empty tuna can out, maybe it'll get stinky. Mm-hmm. But no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So
cats would go nuts.
Oh, cats would be losing their mind.
Meow. Meow. Cats love tuna.
So that's my go-to meal when the chips are down. While we've been stuck inside, I've eaten a lot of them. Tuna fish sandwich and chips. Put a little hot sauce on there, too, if you need to change it up. It's not bad. So there you go.
Here's mine would probably be ramen. But at the same time, every time I go to make some ramen, I'm like, no, this is quarantine food. I got to save this until it's in an emergency.
Exactly. Save the ramen for an emergency because that lasts forever. Save the ramen and the peanut butter until there's an actual real, like, we're stuck indoors. You cannot leave the house. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? We'll read some great answers on Facebook. Take your calls in just a few. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 7:47, Brock, Hunter.
Sam. What's up?
Sam. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? You know, we can't always be chefs. We can't be slinging up great meals all the time. But what is your go-to meal when you just need to eat?
For a quick snack, those Nature Valley granola bars.
Yeah, but they get everywhere.
Dude, it is the messiest. It makes peanuts look like a clean thing to eat.
Yeah.
You know, one bite out of a Nature Valley granola bar and it explodes. You got to eat it in nature. That's basically what it is. You have to be out in nature
to eat it. Exactly. If you eat it indoors, forget it. Sell the house. You're done. let's take some phone calls. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? WIRX, hello.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Grilled? You can never go wrong with that. Now, do you do anything special with the grilled cheese, or is it just your standard cheddar grilled cheese?
Oh, I like to liven it up. I'll put bacon in it.
You ritzy bitch.
Ham.
Nice. Nice.
I like to use a lot of different cheeses, though, too, like, you know, Gouda, maybe some provolone.
Very nice.
Cheddar.
All right, you're making me hungry. Knock it off. That's a great one. Thanks for the call, man.
Right on. See ya. Keep rocking.
You too, buddy.
Later.
Right. Touch my leg.
I was saying it slow.
Gouda. Sometimes Gouda. I throw a little bit of.
I know that was very sexual. That was a very sexual
sharp
grilled cheddar
cheese. Around there. Yeah.
I do when I make a grilled cheese. If I have the cheeses. I want a Gouda all over. I like to have different cheeses on my grilled cheese. Obviously, you got to have sharp cheddar on there, but sometimes throw in a piece of Swiss. And like you mentioned, Gouda's real good. I've never tried a Brie. I thought Brie might be pretty good on there. But, you know,
what's
it's
your favorite
a softer cheese.
We could do a whole show on just what's your favorite cheese.
Favorite cheese is a sharp Wisconsin cheddar. I'm talking aged 15 years. It is the greatest thing in the world.
Wisconsin makes terrible cheese. Get it out of here. You know
Shut
what?
Your whore mouth. I swear to God, I'll reach through this microphone and slap you.
Oh, God. Get some of that Michigan cheese, that Michigan cow.
You know what? I love Michigan, but if you ever say something stupid like that again,
I knew it was gonna piss you
how
off.
Dare you, sir? Yeah.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers and his cheese can get the hell out. No, you know what? I like Pepper Jack.
You know what? I don't care what you like anymore. You piss me off.
I knew I was going to.
Let's take another call. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? WIRX, hello.
My favorite meal is the chili-flavored ramen noodles.
Chili-flavored ramen noodles. Ramen.
Ramen.
Tomato. I don't think I've ever had the chili-flavored one.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I'm going to have to try that. Maybe when I go make my grocery run, it won't all be sold out. And I'm going to try it on your recommendation. It better be great.
Trust me, I'm a fat guy and I know good food.
Never trust a skinny cook. That's my words of wisdom there. So
there you go, bro.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Greatest thing since sliced bread. Must be riveting.
Have you ever had chili flavored ramen?
No. I'm a big fan of just the classic chicken flavor.
The original. Last time I went to Walmart, they were all sold out except for like a couple boxes of the original. So I got that. But you can add so much to it. I have a little soy sauce in there. You can do hot sauce.
There you go.
And you make it good. Let's take one more phone call. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? WIRX, hello.
Hey, you guys were asking about the go-to meal?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if anybody said this yet, but I got to tell you, rotisserie chicken, man. It gets you through a few days.
You're just sitting on your couch with a whole chicken?
You can even add the white meat to your ramen noodle soup. You know, you can throw in a potato. They're wonderful. They're great.
Why am I just picturing you in your underwear on your couch eating a whole rotisserie chicken? I don't know why. That's all I can see right now.
Yeah, it works, man.
It's worth it. All right, thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah.
Just a whole chicken, Hunter.
He's 100% right, though. And they're not that expensive. I think they're like $7, $8.
Yeah, you can get one. The problem is, though, is what I find myself doing in the middle of the night, going downstairs, carefully opening that the noisy ass plastic package,
yes,
and then just sitting there basking in the light in my boxers, eating chicken with my bare hands. It's not a good look, Hunter.
I love them, man. I just feel like a caveman eating the damn thing because I never put it on a plate. I eat it out of that plastic container.
Yeah, and you just use your hands. That's the only way to do it. Like a filthy monster. And then you're covered in chicken grease while you're taking a nap. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? More when we come back.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:07. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your go-to meal while being stuck indoors? Well, if I get Joey C's to my house, it's going to be that, of course. Let's see. Brian Reed said, whatever your mom is cooking for dinner. You son of a... God damn it. You bastard, Brian. You bastard.
You cooking tuna?
Let's see. Lee says, I make this vegetable soup with V8. Mm, that sounds good.
Vegetable soup with V8.
Yeah.
Do you ever like V8?
I did. V8 Splash.
There you go.
Not the actual just tomato juice, but V8 Splash. It's the least unhealthy, healthy drink out there. All the sugar really they put in there. Yep. Let's see. Derek said, Derek? He said sandwiches with cold cuts. There, you see, it's hard to beat a nice cold cut sandwich. It really is.
Cold cut combo. I eat three
a day to keep me nice and strong.
Three cold cut. You know how long much food that is?
Foot long cold cuts.
Three of them a day, huh?
Jim had a good one. Homemade tacos. Ooh, super easy to do. And you can make them your way. That's a good one. Let's see. Andy said bagels with peanut butter. Shauna said burrito bowls. Alicia said peanut butter and jelly. John asked if chocolate cake counts. John, you can do whatever you want. You're an adult, buddy. You're an adult.
Your go-to, man.
Robert said spaghetti with garlic Alfredo. Ooh.
Dude, there's something about spaghetti, man. It is good. It all the time. It's so good.
Sherry said popcorn. I thought she was going to say berries.
Sherry's berries. I got to add something real quick to this spaghetti. You got to have the Texas toast, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Buttered up Texas toast with, or if you do like a garlic butter on there, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Melissa said toast. What is this, the Great Depression? God, Melissa.
Toast and a glass of water.
I just like toast and room temperature water, please.
Grandma?
Yeah.
We got other things, you know?
Anything. No, I just like clean. Just my toast, please.
Plain white toast.
Rock 107.